This is Primal Potential, and I am your host, Elizabeth Benton. Primal Potential is about you. Your ability to change is not defined by yesterday and doesn't need to wait until tomorrow. Your transformation is now. Let's get started.
Hello, everybody. Welcome back to the Primal Potential Podcast. I am Elizabeth Benton. Recently got back from Ascend, which is Primal Potential's weekend workshop. This year it was in Portland, Oregon, and it was amazing. I had so many big takeaways, and I've been loving the feedback from everyone who was there on their primary takeaways. There's one that I want to share with everybody. It made such an impact and opened up new perspectives. We are going to dive into that today, for sure, no question about it. I hope that it impacts and helps you the way that it did folks who were at Ascend. Before we do that, quick heads up, super quick, this coming Monday, next Monday, a week from today, if you're listening, which I believe is the 26th of November, the 25th of November, the week of Thanksgiving, the Monday that kicks off that week, we are starting a totally free challenge that will help you get your head in a great place, not only as we go into the Thanksgiving week, but also as we go into the new year. Every single day, I will be sharing for free a series of questions or a journaling prompt to help you exceed your own expectations and feel more centered, more peaceful, more grateful, less stressed than you have in quite some time. There's two ways to participate in that free challenge. Number one is to get on the wait list for the Winter 2020 12 Weeks to Transformation. And number two, the other way you can participate in this free challenge is to join our free Primal Potential Facebook group. And I will link to both of those things in the show notes for today's episode, which you can find at primalpotential.com/683. Primalpotential.com/683. Get on the list. I don't want you to miss it because I know it's going to be really helpful, especially during what is often a full and sometimes chaotic time. All right, going back to the message I want to share with you today, the challenge I want to give you today that comes from my weekend in Portland, Oregon with everybody who participated in Ascend. I shared with them that I felt a huge sense of responsibility going into the weekend, not only to add a lot of value and to exceed people's expectations, but very specifically, I did not want anybody to come in, learn a lot, massively raise the bar on their potential, go home, and not make any changes. Obviously, I want to help people create change, but there is a genuine, legitimate risk to going to an event, learning a lot and not doing anything, as well as to listening to podcasts and not doing anything, as well as reading books and not putting what you learn into action. It creates what not a lot of people are talking about, but is a huge thing in the personal development world, and it's what I call the gap. The gap is the space between where you are right now, what you're doing right now, your habits, patterns, and behaviors, and what you know to do, what you want to be doing, your goals, your aspirations, that gap between where you are and where you want to be. Oftentimes that comes when we learn how to do better financially, but we don't do it. We've widened the gap. Or we understand better how to take care of our physical bodies, and we're always learning different strategies and approaches, but we're not doing them. It creates a gap. This can happen when we know that we could change our mindset. We know we could be more grateful, more positive, all of those things, but we're not living that way, we've created the gap. And a lot of people are just widening that gap as they read more, as they listen to podcasts. And what happens is you feel worse about yourselves, right? In this day and age where personal development information and personal growth strategy is everywhere, so easily accessible and oftentimes free, there is what I think is a big problem that most people aren't talking about, which is self-esteem going down, shame going up, worthiness going down, overwhelm going up, because we're just creating a bigger gap. As we raise our expectations, as we increase our awareness, if we do not close the gap, if we do not change our action, we feel more frustrated than ever. We feel more defeated than ever. We feel more overwhelmed than ever. And it is not because of what we've learned. It's because we didn't do our part to close the gap. So early in the weekend at Ascend, I explained the gap. I said, I do not want you in here taking 40 pages of notes, going home, not putting them into action, kind of forgetting the major takeaways, and having this looming sense of I should be doing more and I'm not enough and I'm not accomplishing enough, not because of you, not because of inherently who you are, but because you increased the far side of that spectrum. You now know better. You now want more. You have higher expectations, but you haven't shortened the other side. You haven't brought the other side closer through consistent action. If we don't do something with what we know, we actually feel worse about ourselves. And I was sharing with folks that I think the desire to improve yourself is a real gift. I don't see it as a burden at all. The people who can be very content to go through life without changing, it's because they're probably people who are not extending that outer edge of the spectrum. They're not reading the books. They're not listening to the podcasts. They're not going to the events where they expand their mindset. And so they're not creating that gap. What they know to do is what they're doing, the end. But for the rest of us, who love to learn and want to grow, if we do not match that mental growth, that mental expansion with action, we can put ourselves in a situation where we actually feel worse, frustrated, overwhelmed, ashamed, defeated, and I don't want that. I am absolutely a fan of learning and growing and expanding your perspectives, 100%. But I also know that my responsibility is to close the gap. To be looking every day at ways that I can implement and execute what I know. It's not enough to just know the things and have the goals. We have to put in the work. We have to put them into action. And I want you to think about that. What is your gap? What is the gap between what you know to do and what you're actually doing? What is the gap between how you wish you would behave consistently and how you are behaving consistently? What is the gap between how you know you should think about these things and how you're actually thinking about them? What is the gap between how you want to be caring for your body and your health and how you actually are? Our responsibility is to close the gap through action. We do not need a 30-day plan, a 90-day plan. We don't need to know what we're going to be doing with it 6 months from now. But today, this day, in the next hour, you have an opportunity to close the gap through action, to identify something you can do to live up to what you know, whether that is a great food choice, or it's a movement choice, or it's the way you communicate to somebody, or it's the perspective you choose, we can decide to close the gap. When we were talking about this at Ascend, somebody came up to me on a break and said that they loved the message and it reminded them of something that they hear in the subways in London. As the train comes in, a woman's voice comes over the loudspeaker and says repeatedly, "Mind the gap. Mind the gap." referring to the gap between the train and the platform, right? And she said that was going to become a mantra, mind the gap. We have to keep in mind that this gap is always changing, right? Because ideally, we are always looking for opportunities to get better, to be more consistent, to raise our own standards through the way that we execute. And because there's always another level, we're learning and we're growing and we're expanding our mind on a regular basis. So the gap is moving. It shifts, and it should. Your responsibility remains fixed, though. Mind the gap. Bridge the gap. Your part to not just fuel this sense of I'm not enough, to not just fuel this sense of I'm never making it happen and I've let myself down, is to take action, to bridge that gap between what you know you could or should or want to do and the things that you do every single day. Our responsibility is not just to learn more. Our responsibility is not just to expose ourselves to new ideas or to raise our expectations. Our responsibility is to match that growth with action. And when we don't, we can actually impair our self-esteem and our sense of worthiness and our sense of control. Someone came up to me at the end of the weekend and gave me a huge hug with tears in her eyes and said, "Thank you. I've been living in the gap. I didn't even know it. I didn't know that's why I felt so bad, but I have clarity now. I was living in the gap and I'm going to close it." About 24 hours later, someone who was there posted to me on Facebook. I'm going to read exactly what it said. It said, "It's interesting that my two big takeaways from my two ascends," she was at the first one, she was at this one, "have been about gaps and tension. In Nashville," which was the first ascend, "it was Debbie," my sister, "and me, standing with a rope pulled taut. Any choice, even the smallest one that aligns with my goals, lessens the tension on that rope and gets me a little closer to where I want to be. One tiny choice lessens the tension. Action lessens the tension." In Portland, this ascend from just a couple weeks ago, she said, "My biggest takeaway is the gap. Dude, that effing gap has held me back for so long. All the knowledge and information I have in my head, the certainty in my bones that I'm capable of it all, and the inaction made me feel like a crappier version of myself. Without the action to close the gap, it's felt like boulders of regret, disappointment, and shame. All those feelings have caused me to miss out on so effing much. I now know that the regret, shame, and disappointment are just the gap. Every choice I make either widens the gap or closes the gap. And just like E.B., Debbie, and the rope, even the smallest great choice lessens the tension and closes the gap." I responded to her and I said, "Yes, those feelings are just the gap. They aren't you. They are merely the world reminding you, giving you a signal that you're in the gap." She followed up and said, "That realization alone, it's just the gap, it's not me." She said, "It takes all the power away from those feelings, and it makes it so easy to break through. It doesn't take a Herculean effort, just one step to close it a little." She said, "It's another instance of you saying something you've said before, but in the 852nd time of hearing it, it sounds so different, and I get it." She said, "Did you see the smoke coming from my brain in the second row?" Mind the gap. Close the gap. When you feel frustrated with yourself, when you feel less than, like you've dropped the ball, that's not you. It's not who you are. It's not a reflection of your character or your ability. It is the universe saying to you, "Hey, you're in the gap. And that's why you feel this way. And all you have to do is take simple action to close the gap. Ask yourself and act on what is one thing I can do to align what I know, what I want, with what I'm actually choosing. Mind the gap. I would love for all of you to join us in this free challenge that starts next week. Again, it's really simple and it's totally free. Daily questions or simple journal prompts to help you get in the right frame of mind to take action, to be happier, to be more calm, to change your life. There are two different ways you can participate in this free challenge. You can join our Primal Potential Facebook group, or you can get on the wait list for the Winter 2020 12 Weeks to Transformation. Side note on that, I have been emailing everybody on the wait list every single week with ideas and thoughts and motivation and everything I can to get to know them better, but also to help them gear up for making these next few months the best few months. So I'll link all of that stuff up in the show notes, which you can find at episode 683. You can find the show notes at primalpotential.com/683. primalpotential.com/683. Last thing, if this episode was an aha for you, if it helped you, if it gave you something to work on, I would love for you to share it, and I would really love for you to leave a rating and review of the podcast wherever you listen, especially if that is Apple Podcasts. Keep in mind, doing so, leaving a rating and review, makes you eligible to win our weekly prize that we give away on every single Saturday show. Thanks so much for listening. I'd love for you to share, make it a great day, and close that gap.
Thank you so much for joining me for another episode of the Primal Potential Podcast, where my goal is not to inform you, but to transform you. And if you would like to receive free motivation and strategy and recipes, workouts, meal ideas every week right to your inbox, just text the word PRIMAL to the number 44222 or go to primalpotential.com/join. It's a great way to get the tools, the strategies, and the practical implementation assistance that you need to create your own transformation between podcast episodes. Just text the word PRIMAL to the number 44222 or go to primalpotential.com/join. See you there.